ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the new US travel restrictions on Tongans, which officially commenced in force from New Year's Day, the 1st of January 2026. Under these new restrictions, visa issuance for short-term visits, tourism and business purposes have been suspended. It's a cause of frustration for many in Tonga and the America's Tongan diaspora, and has also triggered backlash from the American public. Whenau Whanua files this report.
The president is continuing to evaluate countries. Listen, if they don't have a stable government there, if they don't have a country that can sustain itself and tell us who those individuals are and help us vet them, why should we allow people from that country to come here to the United States?
That was U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem defending her government's new travel restrictions against a host of countries in an interview with Fox News. The list, which was first introduced in June last year, was recently expanded from just a handful of countries to 38, with Tonga among them.
I'm saddened that collective punishment has been the option that they have chosen to pursue.
For many Tongans like Leonor Funaki, the travel ban is disheartening. The Tongan-American diaspora is estimated at around 78,000 people. Mr. Funaki formerly resided in the U.S., and like many Tongans from the Church of Jesus Christ and Latter-day Saints, he moved there to study at Brigham Young University. However, the new restrictions prevent him from returning to the U.S.
I understand in the name of national security and interest of the United States, certain measures have to be made, but collective punishment seems personally to be a bit extreme. But what can I say? I'm not a U.S. citizen, I'm a Tongan. I'm grateful for the opportunity to have been educated in the States. I was looking forward to continuing my educational journey, but unfortunately that now looms in limbo.
The White House has said a high rate of Tongans overstaying their visas is one of the reasons behind the restrictions, as well as frustration with Tonga's refusal to accept the repatriation of Tongan citizens convicted of crimes. President Trump's new travel restrictions have been touted as an effort to protect the U.S., but the decision to include small U.S.-friendly nations such as Antigua and Barbuda, Dominica and Tonga have attracted domestic opposition.
The basis for Tonga being placed on the list was the number of Tongan nationals who reside in the United States who have overstayed their visas. That's a problem that can be solved through diplomatic relations with the Kingdom of Tonga. We need not enact these draconian restrictions.
Among the vocal opponents is Hawaii State Senator Jared Keoho-Kalole. He says the new rules go overboard and says that travel restrictions come off the back of new immigration laws that empower immigration officers to racially profile suspects so that anyone who looks Tongan could be arrested.
They are allowed to take into account a person's skin color, mannerisms, speech in their investigations. And so the big problem I have with that coming from Hawaii is that if Tonga is now on the list of countries that are restricted from entering the United States, then basically what the law now allows is for ICE agents to stop, investigate, detain, and potentially arrest anyone that they think resembles a Tongan national.
Not too many people are traveling for fear that something might happen.
Fahina Pasi, the executive director of the National Tongan American Society, says that travel restrictions, along with legalized racial profiling and an immigration enforcement ramp-up, has caused anxiety among the community. She says her organization has been actively advising the community about their legal rights and protections from the now feared personnel of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
What we tell our people is that if you see some strange people coming to your door that looks kind of fishy, don't open your door. Don't open your door. Slide this red card under, and the red card basically says, you know, contact our attorney.
I think the main priority is to establish stability and continuity of government.
Tonga's newly sworn-in Prime Minister Lord Whakapanua is yet to comment on the travel restrictions. The U.S. has long been the largest source of remittances to Tonga, with remittances the country's biggest source of income. The U.S. has also served as the land of opportunity for Tongan migrants seeking education, wealth, and a high standard of living.
I think the U.S. government is in every right to justify whatever decisions they make in the name of national security. And I know for a certainty that generations will be affected.
And that was Lionel Funaki, a former Tongan resident in the U.S.